The law of the subconscious mind works for good and bad ideas alike. This law, when applied in a negative way, is the cause of failure, frustration, and unhappiness. However, when your habitual thinking is harmonious and constructive, you experience perfect health, success, and prosperity. Joseph Murphy.
StoryShots is proud to bring you this free audiobook summary. Do you want to get access to more free audiobook summaries like this? Subscribe and click the bell button now to get notified each time we upload a new summary. You can also download our free app and enjoy thousands of other summaries of best-selling nonfiction books that are available in text, audio, and animated formats.
StoryShots Summary and Analysis of the Power of Your Subconscious Mind by Joseph Murphy. Life Gets Busy. Has the power of your subconscious mind by Joseph Murphy been sitting on your reading list? Instead, learn the key insights now. We're scratching the surface here. If you don't already have the book, get the audiobook for free using the link in the description or the app to learn the juicy details. Introduction. The power of your subconscious mind explains how to access the potential of the subconscious mind. Accessing our subconscious mind can make us happier and wiser. It has the potential to lower mortality rates. It can also help you make money and assist you in finding the love of your life. The subconscious mind has the power to improve people's lives. Joseph Murphy conducted years of research on the world's major religions. He believed that some great power lies behind all spiritual life. This power is within each of us. The law of the subconscious mind works for good and bad ideas alike. This law, when applied in a negative way, is the cause of failure, frustration, and unhappiness. However, when your habitual thinking is harmonious and constructive, you experience perfect health, success, and prosperity. Joseph Murphy. Joseph Murphy's perspective. Joseph Murphy was an Irish-born American author. He had a degree in psychology from the University of Southern California. In the mid-1940s, he moved to Los Angeles. In Los Angeles, Murphy met Religious Science founder Ernest Holmes. He became ordained into Religious Science. He went on to teach at the Institute of Religious Science. Murphy met with Erwin Gregg, the president of the Divine Science Association. He then became ordained into Divine Science. In 1949, he became the minister of the Los Angeles Divine Science Church. His congregation grew into one of the country's largest New Thought congregations. Murphy specialized in using the subconscious mind to treat diseases. Story shot number one. Repetition can train your subconscious mind. Learning a new skill takes considerable conscious effort. For example, the first time you learned to ride a bike would have been challenging. With repetition, it would have required less conscious effort. Your subconscious mind grasped the task better. Riding a bike became automatic. We can use repetition to overcome personal challenges. Enrico Caruso was an Italian opera singer in the late 19th century. He would get nervous before his shows, and his throat would spasm. His conscious mind was impairing a skill that had become subconscious for him. The constant negative thoughts caused Caruso's conscious mind to take over. He worried about the performance going wrong and the crowd reacting with hostility. Caruso was able to conquer these physical reactions. He would tell his conscious mind to stop interfering with his subconscious mind. This allowed him to reduce his fears and improve his performance. Story shot number two. Positive thinking and visualization are integral to achieving your dreams. Positive thinking and visualization can heal. In the 18th century, priests told the sick that believing in God would make them better. Some attributed the success of this practice to the existence of God, but it is more likely that these practices relied on the subconscious mind. A relative of Murphy developed tuberculosis. The relative's son decided to help him get better. The son picked up a piece of wood off a sidewalk and gave it to his father. He explained that he had bought a cross from a monk who had recently worked in a healing shrine. He also stated that the cross had the power to heal many people. The father clutched the piece of wood overnight. The next day, he had completely healed. If you visualize or imagine what you hope to be true, sometimes it does come true, but breaking the illusion for the healed person can cause the disease to resurface. This miracle is not a unique circumstance. Joseph Murphy spoke on a weekly radio show called The Church of Divine Science. He taught millions of listeners about the power of the subconscious mind. On this radio show, he described the mental movie method. This method involves creating a mental image that you desire. Then you hold it in your mind until your subconscious makes it a reality. Many listeners use this approach to sell their property for the right price and to the right buyer. This technique worked well for selling their homes. Several listeners sent in thank you letters to Murphy since this technique worked so well for selling their homes. Story shot number 3. Utilize your natural ability to self-heal. You can activate your subconscious mind by allowing your body to self-heal. Sleeping on a decision is one of the most effective self-healing approaches. Your brain needs time to consider options. It can allow your subconscious mind to communicate the best option. A woman had a job opportunity on the other side of the country. The salary was double what she was currently earning, but she was unsure whether it was worth the money. Instead of making a rash decision, this woman went to bed early and slept on it. She was letting her subconscious mind influence her decision. In the morning, she decided not to accept the offer. She listened to her subconscious mind and rejected the offer. 3 months later, she realized that she had made the correct decision. The other company had filed for bankruptcy. Occasionally, we need to give our subconscious mind room to improve our lives. The subconscious mind processes data faster than the conscious self. It also uses different methods. Letting your gut work overnight will help you think clearer the following day. You will also have more confidence. The unconscious realm feeds off belief. So if you believe you are in good health, your subconscious will self-heal. Faith is also a universal process of self-healing. Healing thoughts can heal all sickness, ailments, and traumatic events. Our unconscious mind can complement medicine and science. Even pseudoscientific historical approaches have healed many people. Healing through touch is one example. In these instances, it is not the healers who heal. Instead, it is the individual's unconscious mind. Self-healing also establishes placebo effects. The placebo effect occurs when an individual takes a substance that is not a proper treatment, but taking this substance makes them feel better. The most famous example is giving participants sugar tablets rather than actual medication. Placebos often work as well as genuine treatments. Doctors have found that the placebo effect has various physical and psychological benefits. Some placebo experiments have produced better results for heart rate, blood pressure, and other aspects of health. The main thing is that our mind is stable in health and well-being. Joseph Murphy would attribute this effect to our unconscious mind. Belief in the genuineness of a treatment is not necessary for it to work. Instead, we should open our subconscious field to questioning and challenging standard views. When you feel drowsy, your subconscious mind influences your faith in a treatment. This drowsiness is how praying to God can sometimes help individuals to heal. Praying shuts out your conscious realm. It allows the irrational, subconscious mind to work properly. Story shot number 4. Let go of all negative thoughts. What the other person says or does cannot really annoy or irritate you except you permit him to disturb you. The only way he can annoy you is through your own thought. For example, if you get angry, you have to go through 4 stages in your mind. You begin to think about what he said. You decide to get angry and generate an emotion of rage. Then you decide to act. Perhaps you talk back and react in kind. You see that the thought, emotion, reaction, and action all take place in your mind. When you become emotionally mature, you do not respond negatively to the criticism and resentment of others. Joseph Murphy. Our natural reaction is to adopt negative thoughts about circumstances. Instead, we should attempt to choose happiness. Negative thoughts are detrimental. They affect your emotions, and they also prevent you from succeeding. An associate of Murphy worked day in and day out. The long working hours meant he neglected his family. His blood pressure also increased to an unhealthy level. This associate had a negative view of why he worked so much. He felt guilty about not doing the right thing by his long-deceased brother. The remorse he felt came from a place of negativity. These negative thoughts made him behave in a way that punished himself, his wife, and his children. He did not realize that these long hours were not his boss's fault. They were the fault of his negative thoughts. Story shot number 5. Fears are just false thoughts.
This is the end of part 1 and the free shot of this book. Thanks for listening. Get the full text and audiobook version on the Story Shots app. Which one of these key insights would you put into practice? Let us know by sending us a tweet, Story Shots. To dive into the details, order the full audiobook for free using the link in the description or the app. Did you like the lessons you learned here? Share to show you care or let us know by contacting our support at support@getstoryshots.com. We'd love to hear from you.
Did you like this audiobook summary? Click the like button now to support our channel. If you don't want to miss out on new free audiobook summaries, subscribe and click the bell button. You can also download our free app and enjoy thousands of other summaries of best-selling nonfiction books that are available in text, audio, and animated formats. Story Shots has been featured by Apple, Google, and The Guardian as one of the world's best reading and learning apps. Go to getstoryshots.com and download the app today.